Check. Yeah. BXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY. Oh, sometimes
I get revealing. Time for the vibe check on PXY mornings. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just your good vibes, 585-252-9800. A lot of our friends are here this morning. We love to see it. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. If they're not, that's fine too. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Breeze, who's here?
Good morning and happy Tuesday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up today as we get approved for a much better rate on our car loan. Love you guys. Have a wonderful day. How does that work exactly?
Well, they figure out how many hubcaps the car's missing, and then they'll determine the loan based off that.
Right. So, continue.
It comes down to credit.
Right.
What are the questions you have?
I mean,
Nico and Steve, how's your credit?
No, literally. How is it doing? So if it gets better, you can get a lesser interest rate or something?
Yeah, that's right. That's the difference between a car payment being $750 a month or $350. I saw a guy at a dealership when I went in to go buy my car. He's trying to wheel and deal the sales associate. And the guy finally said, "Sir, you have a credit of 460. I can't do anything with that."
That's so tough. Because
you can get a scooter.
Right.
I mean, you really, at the end of the day, you can't do nothing with bad credit.
Oof. Yikes. So that's tough. All right. Who else is here?
Super tough.
We have Ashley. Ashley says,
"What's up, Ash?
Good morning. Feeling good this morning because I'm excited for Kelsey Ballerini on Thursday."
Hello.
Yes. Yes.
That's what's up, Ashley.
I love that. Love that for you. What about you, Vibes?
So through the roof, Breeze. We love a good Taco Tuesday.
Yes, we do. And where will you be celebrating?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm cooking regardless. I'm not, you know, I made it a point yesterday on the show. Guys, it is frugal February here on PXY Mornings. And Breezy does this every year. I did it with her a couple years ago. But really, you want to give yourself, you got to pay your bills, obviously. But the whole point is to give yourself $100 a week of spending money. So you're only allowed $400 for the entire month. You got to save as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it? Does that $92 I spent at Wegmans yesterday count? Or that's a need, right? That's not a want.
I mean, I definitely feel like you could have gotten cheaper groceries, but you do you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You very much so could have gone to Aldi.
I don't want to,
though. It's literally right next door. Couldn't be closer, actually.
I just don't want to.
Why?
Because at Wegmans, like, I know what I want to get. I know the things that I need. A majority of this stuff Aldi's does not have, like the deodorant and the stuff that I use. All that stuff, like...
Why are you buying that at Wegmans? It's double the price.
Compared to where?
Walmart.
I'm not going to Walmart. Where is Walmart? Where would I go for that? Webster? What's the closest one to where I live?
I go to Henrietta and get gas.
See, I'm just... I want
gas because it's 3 cents.
I wouldn't mind doing it. It's so out of the way for me. What about Target? Is Target more expensive?
10 minutes away from everything. Yes, Target is way more expensive than Walmart. Whatever. If you don't want to save money, that's on you. I'm not going to force your hand.
Oh, no. So. There's plenty of other ways I can cut costs. Aside from just groceries.
And toiletries. And just everyday items. But anyways, I mean, So did you get your cash out?
Yeah, I did. You got to have it in hand.
Yeah.
4 crisp $100 bills.
Yes.
That way you know exactly how much you're spending, because I'll tell you what right now, it's a lot more painful to hand over cash than to just swipe your plastic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, glad that's happening. Oh, this person says Aldi sells deodorant, Aldi sells everything. Yikes.
That's the one I use.
Have you looked?
I don't like that chalky deodorant. I don't do it. I have to have clear gel.
Ew.
I don't do the chalky white powder. It's disgusting.
Clear gel, your pits are just wet all day.
Oh, it's the best.
It's gross.
Just wet all day.
Just soaking wet pits.
It's
love
not,
that.
It's not.
It is. I've used it. It's disgusting.
It dries up pretty quick.
It's lip. Whatever. Whatever. To each their own. Not going to yuck your yum.
Please don't.
Vibes today are fine. I had one hell of a Monday yesterday. I'll tell you that much. It was brutal. It was probably one of the worst days of my life. So that's fine. But onward and upward. Onward and upward.
There was a lot that happened at the, where did they do this public hearing yesterday? Emmanuel Baptist Church. Because neighbors, obviously we've talked about this for a long time, are feeling targeted. They're actively seeking solutions when it comes to the surge in vandalism and all the car break-ins. And a lot of these break-ins are happening more and more in the Park Ave area, just when we thought it was the safest area in the city. So we'll tell you what the neighbors had to say and what police are trying to do to crack down on this issue. Coming up for the big story of the day next on PXY.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Dozens of neighbors attended a public hearing at the Emmanuel Baptist Church because neighbors are feeling targeted and are actively seeking solutions with this surge in vandalism and car break-ins that's been going on. I know we've been talking about this a lot, but it seems to be in the news every day. And according to Rochester Police, the city experienced at least 69 car break-ins last month, with several incidents occurring right near or on Park Avenue. And one neighbor said last summer that people across the street had their window smashed. My car was out in my driveway. Fortunately, my window was not smashed. It was safe. But all of that has changed in the new year. Our neighborhood streets are being targeted, and it's extremely frustrating. The issue extends beyond crime because a lot of people are complaining this is a homelessness issue. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of mental health challenges that are going on. And they met at the Emmanuel Baptist Church just to have constructive conversations about seeking some solutions on what to do next.
Right.
City council member noted the event brought together city staff, police, county human services, and homeless advocates to discuss potential solutions. Rochester Police Department David Smith stated, "Listen, I've deployed a significant number of manpower resources, both plain clothes and uniformed officers, and we're trying to use camera, license plate readers, and other technology to help."
Right.
The RPD has assigned detectives to investigate the break-ins, as far as we know, and is urging a lot of residents to call 911, which apparently now, according to Mayor Evans, is not going to be forwarded anymore to 311. They're actually going to take your call and show up to take a report. But here's my thought, though. If you know this is happening consistently on Park Ave and around the East Ave area,
right,
you have these undercover cops. I don't know. Listen, I know they're tired. You only have so many resources because there's bigger issues going on in the city. But just to place them on every other block overnight to really look out and catch these guys. Because most likely, yeah, like a lot of people are saying, including police, it's repeat offenders.
Right.
And I feel for the neighbors. It's extremely frustrating. Not to mention the amount of sleep I've lost in the last month staring out my window.
Standing guard.
Yeah.
Standing guard.
I've turned in a neighborhood watch, and it's not really how I'd like to spend my weekends. I prefer to sleep in and actually sleep.
Right.
Considering I don't have to be up at 4. But it's tough when you're just have a little PTSD, you know?
Very much so.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, the neighbors are really starting to push now for some change going on in the city and in other parts of town, too. This church
As
that they met at?
Should.
The public hearing, the Baptist church, that also, those cars were broken into. You know, at another date, but it happened there right before Mass on a Sunday morning.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with that. Coming up on the show, if you got something you need to get off your chest this morning, we're going to do it early. You got a hot take? Call or text us now, 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Breezy and I will get to all of your unpopular opinions coming up next.
98 PXY.
How would you like to win $5,000 cash?
I just won $5,000.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
It's time to clear
the air. Let's do it, baby.
585-252-9800. We're going to get this out of the way early this morning because by the looks of things, some of you need to get stuff off your chest, and we're totally fine with that. Let's go over to Chase. Chase weighed in first this morning. He says, I may be 44, but I'm still very proud of all my high school sports accomplishments, and I don't care if I peaked in high school because most people do. There I said it.
Okay, Chase.
I don't know if that's the case, but...
Not the case.
Maybe in his circle. Most people peaked in high school. All right, that's interesting.
Right. Let's see who else is here. This person says, I don't care what anyone says. It's not safe to fly these days, and I will not be getting on a plane anytime soon. There, I said it. Did you see the FAA put out a thing? They're like, sorry, our backup generator to make sure that everything was safe was broken.
I did not see that.
Yeah, it's really tough. Really tough.
Honestly,
I'm up and running.
I am terrified right now, too.
Yeah. My entire family was on a plane last night coming back from Utah, so that I didn't sleep a wink.
Oh, I can only imagine. That raised some concerns. Sure,
they're home, like so.
One news story after the other.
Yeah. And I'm flying next week. So, Lord, hear our prayer at this point.
Where are you going?
Florida.
That's right.
Yes, I am. All right. Mine for today is this. I just feel like if you unfollow someone on Instagram, it's the most passive aggressive thing that you can do. There, I said it. Like, not someone that, like, you don't like or what. Like, if you're fighting with me or you don't want to be my friend anymore and you unfollow me on Instagram, you're kind of a pansy. There, I said it. Period.
She's using fighting words this morning.
I am. I don't care. Come at me.
Oh, come at me.
Couldn't care less.
Catch me outside. How about that?
What about you? I said it.
Mine for today is if you're invited to a party, aka like a Super Bowl party, and your only contribution to the party is to bring a pre-wrapped veggie tray, you should low-key uninvite yourself.
You literally showed up to a party with Kind bars.
That's hands down trash. There, I said it. Nobody wants
showed up with mismatched granola bars.
Who?
You did.
No, you're confusing the story. That's what a buddy of mine did. He showed up to my party with one granola bar and a box of six.
Mm.
And I told him to leave.
See ya. Bye.
Like,
now.
People want something in a crock pot, okay?
I know, but, I mean, people are busy. They don't have time to do all that. And at least brought something. I just wouldn't bring anything.
Oh, but of course, they'll enjoy the benefits of everything everybody else brought.
I mean, sometimes it's overkill at a party. Bringing too much can sometimes be wasteful. So I get it. There has to be that person or two that's not bringing something.
If you're at the right house, they'll let you leave with leftovers. Let's go over to Tommy. People who don't accept coffee dates as a first date because they think it's lazy or low effort is a red flag. There, I said it. Some women should be, oh God, Tommy. Some women should be lucky that they're even getting asked out. Okay, all right.
Thank you so
Tommy,
much.
Tommy, what do you got planned for Valentine's Day, buddy? Text us back.
Please, let us know.
Coffee date.
Love to hear the vibes.
He's trying to find a coffee house open at 8 p.m.
Yes, he is.
Let's make love tonight.
Yeah. This person says, I saw my first Cybertruck over the weekend. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. There, I said it.
It really is.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I saw an all matte black one on Monroe Ave yesterday, and I was like, I'm good here.
That's the one I'm seeing. I don't know if there's just one that I keep repeatedly seeing over and over again here in Rochester, or if there's...
No, there's multiple here. I've seen a couple.
Those things are... Just, it's a, It's a tank on wheels, man. That thing is massive.
It literally looks like a military vehicle.
Yeah, it's
like, oh yay, Johnny's here.
When I pass it, it sends a shiver up my spine.
Are we in war, or is he just coming to hang? I just don't know.
I get uncomfortable. That thing is aggressive.
It literally looks like something that's used in war. So, military.
Let's go over to Jamie, who says, I just watched Wicked for the first time last night. I thought it was garbage. There, I said it.
Ooh, yikes.
That's a long movie, too.
I know. I'm rewatching it on Friday. I'm very excited because, you know, I fell asleep the first time in the theater, which was tough.
I told myself I was going to watch it because I haven't seen it yet. I got to see what the problem is. I got to see what the hype's about. Amy says, Dunkin' over Starbucks all day, you guys. There, I said it. I couldn't agree with you more. The only way you're going to get Starbucks to taste good is by turning it into a milkshake. Well, that's they did admit that they spent a lot of money on creamer and dairy products.
They do be doing that. Yeah, it's really something.
Do you think you'll ever, at some point in your life, become a coffee person?
Mm-mm. I've made it this
you're
far.
You're sure of that?
Yeah.
Well, you're only 30. There's still some time.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't want to get a. You know, I have a very addictive personality. I don't want to put one more thing in my body that I can get addicted to.
Okay. Like, what are you doing behind closed doors?
Wouldn't you like to know?
What goes on?
This person says sauna benefits are overhype. You're not detoxing. You're just paying to sit in heat. There, I said it. Clearly, you aren't going to the right sauna, so...
Honestly, sometimes there is nothing better, you guys, than just sitting in your own sweat. It just because you can feel the detox. Like, yeah, I do. I feel a little bit better. I feel lighter. Your liver will thank you.
Yes, it will.
Hi, guys. It's Laurel from Avon. What's up, Laurel? Breezy, it would make my morning if you... If you can sing some Dave Matthews Band this morning, you have the voice of an angel. There, I said it. You mean the voice of a dying donkey?
I'm on voice rest, so I can't.
Give them a little something. Sorry. Give the people what they want.
Crash. That's all I got for you this morning.
And we'll does he ever say hee-haw in any of his music?
Yes.
Hee-haw.
Okay. Like, right. People are like, I love DMB. I literally am a fire dancer. It's like, okay, let's just... Okay, here's one more for me today. If you have a fire dancer on the back of your car, you're in a cult. There, I said it. I'm just like so. What even is that? Like, yeah. Sorry, I'm a Dave Matthews Band hater through and through to my core. I just think it's way overhyped.
I know. I went out on one date with a fire dancer in L.A. and it's intimidated. I was like, so you? I said, so basically, you just shove fire down your throat part time. She goes, no, it's turning into a full time gig. I'm like, oh, that's hot.
Oh, right.
It's interesting.
Right. She's like, but I have no gag reflex. Okay. Thank you, Patricia. 98 PXY.